Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. I hope that you will sit back and take a few moments to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord would like to say to you today. He is encouraging us and challenging us to not be afraid, but to be strong in the power of His might. Now, let's go to today's podcast.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Today's podcast is specifically and focused on a prophetic word from the Lord that I have had stirring in my spirit. And with current events and all of the tragedies taking place around us, many people are either paralyzed, angry, or extremely, extremely in despair. Many are encouraged and being driven into a deeper place of prayer. And it is also bringing to light the weaknesses that many of us as believers have. And so this word is a word of encouragement, also directive from the Holy Spirit. And I believe that it is a strong word and yet has such powerful encouragement in it. So I'm going to deliver it to you just as I have received it from the Lord. So let's go. The title of this word is Real Relationships Are Costly. It is a prophetic insight for the Christian community. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, be very careful whom you share your treasures with. How many pearls have you cast before piggish users in the past, only to have them ground to powder? The servant Paul the Apostle was more than a new herald in the order of the day. He stirred up old systems and disturbed demonic religious strongholds. You must be ready to power up for years of opposition and hordes of religious factions and fractures of truth. The past years of agony have been hard, soldierly-like boot camp, elite forces training. It will not go away. You must simply learn that it is my duty to do the fighting for you. Just be certain that you are only speaking what I have told you to. Speak nothing more and speak nothing less. This is a time in the kingdom where we all must soberly count the cost of what we are about to step into on every level. If there is not the peace of the Holy Spirit resting on those whom you are involved with, don't move into anything until the peace comes. Gatherings and movements can feel real exciting and purposeful until conflict, control, and competition show up. The apostolic and prophetic saints in Acts fasted, ministered to the Lord, and then the Holy Spirit spoke. We have all learned many a painful lesson in the past from experiences of overplanning, programming, and hurrying to help God out. To everything there is a season, a time. Until you have a full green light, don't move. It will keep you from having to backtrack, and it trains you in humility. Familiar friends or relationships. Ask yourself the following question. Are you simply familiar with people, or are you working in relationship with others and those whom you feel are to move into a more kingdom-minded level of spiritual intimacy with? If you share what is passionately burning in your spirit with those who only relate on a casual spiritual level themselves, you will be continually devastated. Spiritual intimacy can only be as deep as those who spend the time in spiritually intimate worship, waiting and self-examining dialogue with the Father, and in relating to others of a like-minded heart. This is not easy for a busy human life. Philippians 2:1-3 says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. This is a prophetic word conclusion. Here's what the Spirit of the Lord says. Hear me, cries the Spirit of holy grace and mercy. I desire to move upon, in, and through each of you. Not one of you alone can endure the onslaughts of evil by standing aloof and silent. Nor can the most vocal of gifts among you clearly communicate all that I long to express. Until each one is willing to step into the holy place of pure relationship with me and with one another, waiting, crying out, yes, even waiting until I come and refresh, then the generation waiting in the wings will not fully come forward. Until it is branded into your spirits that this era in time is for the saving of the lost, the redeeming of the wasted, and the release of my power, of my glory, you will be so very, very frustrated by the heaviness that doggedly harasses your soul. What I ordain, I cover. What I command, I give direction to. Be certain that you have heard what I am saying. I am fully aware of the weariness and fatigue you have been experiencing, heavier than anything you can recall from the past. 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you." There are many, many others globally who are also still wrestling out of the cocoon in new birth and are suffering also. Pray for them. Hellish warfare will be a normal activity in the days ahead, unless you harness the power of consistent prayer and train yourselves in regular gatherings of passion in prayer and worship together. You will shrink back into serious doubt, anxiety, bitterness, and dread when the trauma of warfare attacks. Give voice to my spirit. Awaken your mute tongue and give voice to my name, my power, and my kingdom solutions. No weapon formed against you will ultimately prosper. My spirit longs to declare wonders, to decree justice, and to destroy darkness with your lips proclaiming from the spirit. Isaiah 55:11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Speak out in truth and in praise, and I will step into your midst with the peace you have been craving and groping for. Quickly, enter in before you reflect and exchange ideas. After I am given my rightful place of honor and adoration, then I will speak and give you clear vision and direction. Psalm 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I will lay my request before you and wait in expectation. My friends, this is a word from the Lord, and I encourage you to heed the word of the Lord and not immediately go to the assessing and the sanitization of what some would do with a prophetic word from the Lord. He'll show you what parts aren't accurate or what parts are not fitting for you right now. But the general overview of this word is that the Lord is calling us to a place of battle, a place of prayer, a place of growth, a place of tenacity, letting go of bitterness, where we feel unfairly treated, where we feel like life will never get better, how we have always had to struggle. These are the things God is saying, well, if you want to continue to say those things, then you stand in the way of me being the one who is the redeemer of time. And we need to have a challenge to each of our believers right now in the body of Christ. Each of you who are servants of the Lord, every one of you, every person listening has an assignment from the Father at this time to tell someone else about the Lord, to tell others who are feeling weak and discouraged, angry, bitter, that they need to be understanding that they are called to now grow up into the things of God, and that means grow up into the faith, and not to listen to just what other people say, not be inundated with media, false narratives, and lies about Jesus, and lies about what Jesus says in his word. It is time to stand in the place of trust and ask God to strengthen us in every way, yielding every ounce of our being into his care. I bless you today in the mightiest and most powerful and supreme dynamic name there is ever to be, and that is the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who is God, who is the Son of God in triune strength with the Holy Spirit. We know that God is sovereign. We don't understand everything. Many are hearing many things. But I can tell you this, the one solid truth you can count on is that he is sovereign and he loves you. He loves you and he wants to protect you and shield you. Crawl up into his arm and cry out and pray and praise and worship, and the presence of God will come. The statement, we need to know him face to face, we will see him face to face. That statement means we will see him presence to presence. We can have that right now, my friends. Go and obey God. Obey him quickly. I thank you for listening today. I would ask that you would help me continue to do the podcast. I've had a few people pass away who were lovely supporters, and I've had a few other people decide to divert funds to other events or other organizations after helping me for a few years. And you know, if God's leading them to do it, then my hands are off it. But I do need support. I do need help, and I'm not a big big ministry, and I'm big in the eyes of God. I obey Him, and I know that He will touch the hearts of those who are able to help support what I do. I wish you a very blessed week. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
I encourage you to share this word with those that are around you, preparing them, letting them know that what is coming, God sees and God knows, but He's giving us wisdom and insight on how to prepare so that we are safe with His eye watching over us. I bless you today in Jesus' name, and I encourage you to go to my website, www.marylindo.com, where there are free resources. Until we meet again, I bless you in Jesus' name. Goodbye for now.